If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Seamus Toomey with our report. It's Friday, and a lot of people will be checking restaurant reviews online, but some of them may be fake. Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, there's something been going on recently, last couple months, called review bombing, where it appears to be bots, bot farms that are sending tons of fake reviews to really high-end restaurants in Chicago. Alpana Singh's Alpana restaurant got 50 of them one night. She said it took her Google review rating from 4.6 down to 4.1, which she said, you know, that's a really big deal for her. It sort of could be just a death blow for many restaurants, particularly small restaurants, because, you know, there aren't as many places to see reviews of restaurants anymore. They don't happen in the newspapers as much anymore. So a lot of people, you know, if they're checking out a place, they'll go to Google and see what they say, and if they see a low rating, they'll stay away. And the troubling part, besides that they appeared all to be fake, was that she had gotten contacted by someone saying, hey, if you want me to take down this review, give me a call. So it felt like they were wanted something out of her to do this. And she's not the only one. Parachute and a couple other restaurants in Chicago saw 15 in 1 hour when they only seat 12 people. So, you know, pretty impractical. So she's just encouraging people to, use word of mouth. Don't, if you see a review with maybe one star but no reasoning behind it, to maybe take that with a grain of salt. But yeah, it really shows kind of the power of Google and Yelp that they wield nowadays, oftentimes with not a lot of safeguards. But Google says they're trying to, you know, keep an eye on this, use monitoring to take them down. But right now they really rely on complaints from the restaurant owner, and those take a while to file, and a lot of these restaurant owners don't have that sort of time to fight with their own chatbot trying to get the reviews taken down.
Yeah, those scammers, who does that and why? Ask your friends, word of mouth, that's the best way to go. A citywide ban on hemp products advances to a final vote in front of the city council. What do you think is going to happen here, Seamus?
Well, it's looking like Marty Quinn, who's trying to ban, these are like the Delta 8 products you see at the vape stores, but also potentially the drinks that brewers have been making to keep the lights on. He's trying to get these banned in advance of the federal government is looking to shut this down in November. I think he's probably got a little bit more work to do. It could come up for a vote on Wednesday and then go into effect in 10 days, but already hearing some of his more conservative colleagues on the city council saying they may think it's a little too broad. It could ban CBD oils and things that people use for joint pains. So I think he's got a little bit of more work to do. But yeah, Quinn's no fan of these. This isn't weed. This is more of the lesser cousin. But it's getting concentrated so much that it can be sold in some of these unregulated shops, and that's his concern. It's also a concern of these cannabis dispensaries that have gone through the process of getting licenses and pay the taxes, and they feel like it's undercutting them big time.
We'll see what happens. More at blockclubchicago.org, including the story about Chance the Rapper. His voice might be the soundtrack of your next CTA ride. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.